Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on another episode of Between the Studs. I'm your host, Mark. Today, I'm joined by two great LEGO fans who work here at Atlanta Brick Co. We've got Alex.
Hey, everyone.
And you've been on a Between the Studs a couple times before, Alex.
It's true. Right? It's good to be back.
Exactly.
Thanks for having me.
But Justin over here on the end, who is our shipping guru, and who, if you watch our channel, you'll have seen him go down the stairs in a box.
That was
pretty fun, yeah. And every now and then you'll cameo a few times here and there.
So it's fun.
But it's your first time here on the Between the Studs, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we want to get some of that LEGO knowledge that's in your head out
yeah.
here for people to enjoy.
Okay.
So, exactly. But the subject of today's video is, I think, a pretty good talking point. This is something that is not as discussed as it should be, I think. It's underrated, and it's not just a theme. It's not just a theme of minifigures that we like. We're not going to be presenting it in a typical format. We're breaking away from the mold a little bit. And it's Alex's idea. He brought it up to me, and I'm like, you know what? We really should do a video on this. This is, for educational purposes, a great discussion-based video. But this is for minifigure displays. That's going to be the topic of today's discussion with two minifigure collectors who have very different ways of approaching it. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want to talk about why, like, what kind of minifigures we like and like to collect. But Alex, what are some of the figures that really are speaking to you? What are some of the things you're looking for at the store when you're shopping? When you have a little extra store credit, what's the things you're going for?
Well, if you couldn't tell already, it's Clone Troopers and kind of just the Clone Wars era, the Separatists as well, the Republic. But because they reintroduced clones in 2020,
yes,
and they're at a much cheaper price point since they had gone up so much, I was like, I've always wanted a Clone Army build. I had a lot of clones growing up, but I had given them to my brother. One of my greatest regrets. It was even like a Phase 1 Captain Rex.
Oh my goodness.
And so I've got to start from scratch, and I love, if you can't see here, the 501st Clone Troopers, the 2020.
Oh, yes.
Right here, this is just a part of my collection of a lot more than this. I just love these figures.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely the Clone Troopers. I also have, like, Power Miners and Castle that I collect as well.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of minifigures, Star Wars is where it's at for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's the priority as far as minifigure collecting and displaying, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I also would agree with you, Alex. Now that clones and droids are quite a bit more accessible than they have been for a while, I feel like there was a decade there they were really missing.
Yeah.
It's a good time to collect Clone Troopers now that they're, you know, somewhat available. I mean, the 501st that you have on display, I think that set is now retired. But you can still find them pretty accessibly around because they sold so many of that set
that you
can still find them. And, like, for example, we have them on ATLBrick.com. Justin ships them out quite a bit, I think.
So, yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, some great clones on display. We'll get into more of how you're – some of the best ways to present those in a second. But, Justin, wanted to talk to you about what you collect.
So. Yeah, I am into early Star Wars stuff, 99 on, you know.
Yeah.
I like all the older stuff. I got a lot of new figs, too, that I like.
It's a niche.
There's certain things I like, and some things I'm like, I don't need that. But yeah, mostly old stuff, like, and this is like how I typically will store my minifigures. I like these zip bins a lot because they're soft. You can use them for, you know, putting your minifigs in here. I also have used them for building sets.
Yeah,
they're great for that.
Exactly.
And if you like, if you're like me and you're doing other things while you're building, you know, doing chores or watching TV or whatever, and you need to take a break, you can just zip it up and come back to it.
It's so mobile.
They're mobile. You know, they're light. Yeah, I'm really into them, and they say Star Wars on them. So
exactly. So mostly Star Wars, but have you been breaking into any other themes? I think
yeah.
I've seen you with a Harry Potter troll before.
Yeah,
right?
So. Yeah. So like the early 2000s era is what I like. So I like Harry Potter stuff from then too. I grew up on that, on Harry Potter and Star Wars.
Yep.
And Life on Mars, a little
exactly.
bit of that. I've gotten into adventurers since I started working here last summer.
Yeah.
I've expanded a little
exactly.
bit. Yeah. I learned something new every day here about like a lot of, about a color that I didn't know about or a, you know, exclusive parts. is really fun.
Exactly. Yeah, that's awesome. I know that it is kind of mostly Star Wars, but you're really expanding into other themes. I love when I'll be helping a customer and they're like, "Do you have this lightsaber?" I'm like, "I know a guy."
I know a guy.
It's you also have a huge collection of your own lightsabers, but you also have a stash over by the shipping area, which is fantastic.
So. I got a drawer with all the accessory pieces that I might need in an order that if I can't find it somewhere else, chances are it's in my drawer.
Exactly. So we've all got a themes that we like. I would say for myself that it's I'm following in your footsteps, Alex, with now that clones are accessible, I've been buying a set or two when I can. So all the more rock, like since the 501st pack, I've been like, it's a good idea to invest in these at the very least. So
side of you I've never seen before.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. Because I've been kind of working on my space, my Lego room, they're all in a bin, in a gallon bag. And that's, no one's enjoying them there. You know what I'm saying? I can't even see them. I forget that I have them sometimes. And so that's kind of why we're doing this video, to talk about how you can present your figures. But so clones is one thing I collect, but I also have a pretty sizable castle army. I have about 500 of the new Lion Knight soldiers. About 50 or so of the queen figure. I need to kind of add some helmets and change them up so they're not all the queen figure.
Yeah.
But I also have about 500 of the old kingdom's lion knights.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And I would say somewhere in the range of about 200 horse armors for both of those.
Dang.
So it would probably cover this entire table if I had them all displayed, but they're all in bins. So I'm trying to think of the most efficient way to go about that. So that's why we're here. We'll talk about some of the display cases. Alex, I think you have some input for us, especially when it comes to large-scale figures. What is the advantages of using a base plate like what you've got here?
That's a great question. And honestly, I've tried to find a lot out there of how should I display my figures, especially getting into army building. And there's really not much out there of a broad, like, different ways to do it. Usually it's like one way or one display case company someone uses. And so I've had to kind of learn some of this on my own, learn from friends.
Talking with other collectors,
But it really depends on how many I've had, how I've displayed it. So since I have the most of these 501st infantry troopers, in order to maximize how many I can put, I do just one stud in between, but then do every other one. So you get kind of a bigger effect of
a lot
of troopers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're a little offset like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anakin in the front, kind of that, you know, episode 3 March in the Jedi Temple vibe there.
The soundtrack's playing in my mind.
But then when I have more specialized troopers, like from the latest 501st battle pack, like the snipers and heavy troopers, I didn't include all of them today, but I'll do two studs in between on each side. So two kind of show on the side and then on the back as well, two studs in between, and I also put a four stud in between to kind of separate each little division. So it's, you know, 16 16 16 16, and that just, it spreads them out a little bit, so even though it's less troopers, it still looks like, when you see it from afar, it's
very impressive.
It looks impressive.
Absolutely.
So so when I had a little less, I'll do it in little groups like that. But then if I have other ones like the 212th here, or even the Coruscant Guard, I've done some of the offset ones, then row to row, but I don't have as many of these, as you can tell, compared to the 501st. So I'll usually use like this for my bigger armies. On base plates, I do a 32 by 32. For these small ones,
smaller
squads,
usually
an 8 by 16 is perfect for doing at least like around 9 to 12 troops, if you have that many. And you can, even though it's a smaller base plate, it looks pretty impressive. And if you stack it like this on a brick build, because you don't need like a grand army necessarily to have an impressive look.
Exactly.
Especially with so many divisions and of the clone troopers. So I did kind of that early 2010s clone trooper base vibe on this.
Exactly, the gray brick stacked.
And so I made a brick built one, and I even used a base plate. So then I can just, if I have more of these, I can just change it out, just like that.
I like that.
You got a trap door.
For the top one, so it's just limitless how you can display your figures, to be honest. So I recommend trying different things, but I hope this is helpful for anyone that's building an army, whether it's clones or knights or fill in the blank, with kind of the different ways you can do it. I know Joe for his 187th purple ones, he does kind of the offset just one stud in between. That's where I learned that. So that if you have a lot of clone troopers, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, but really concentrate them together.
And I prefer the dark bluish gray color, but there's so many different kinds of colors for the base plates. This is for like my droid army. Because droids are smaller than most minifigures, you can put them closer together. Yeah, you can do offset by one stud, but in a row. So it looks pretty impressive. General Grievous, funny thing I learned from Jacob here at the store is that you can put his hands together, and it looks like he's
he's got the scheming
plot to get Obi-Wan Kenobi. So
exactly,
can again just limitless what you can do. But just a few ideas. That's what you can do just with base plates. The only thing I would be careful of is that over time, especially for regular minifigures, they kind of lose their grip on the studs, so they become a little bit loose. So just be mindful that they can get heel cracks. That's I haven't had that happen yet, but that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But there's ways to get around that as well. LEGO came out with an amazing piece. I don't actually know the technical term for it.
It is a panel, I believe. Yeah. But yeah.
But you can put the minifigure onto that, and it won't put any pressure on the stud connection there. That's and then you can put it on the studs.
The most optimal way to display them. But new figs, you don't really have to worry about heel cracks too bad unless they're on there for years. If they're on a stud for like years,
that'll be a problem.
But also the base plates. Mark was telling us yesterday, I didn't actually realize this, but the base plate studs, were you saying that they're like, well, the plastic is softer because they're flexible base plates. And,
less clutch, yeah. That's
yeah, great. It's got a slightly less perfect fit into the feet.
By design.
By design. And you can actually tell when you're putting them on and off. They just go right on, like, super easy. So base plates, that's the best stud to put them on. That's
good to know.
That's the next, the more better one.
Exactly. Optimal. Yeah.
They're a little harder to find. We don't actually, we don't have a lot of those here.
No.
We've had people asking for them, but we'll have to, you know, get
invest
a bunch.
In them. Yeah.
You know, we'll have to get a bunch because I think people want those a lot. Exactly. Anyway,
There are, like you said, Justin and Alex, there are some big advantages and a few disadvantages to the base plate. Like, I would say the getting loose over time is a possibility if you're removing them and attaching them a lot. That could happen. You can kind of weaken the stud connection. Or if you leave these on your base plate for, you know, years at a time, eventually you could suffer a few cracks. But I think the base plate is a better idea than just a regular plate, like you were saying, Justin. So.
You can just feel how much less resistance there is putting them on a base plate stud versus these studs.
I mean, these are regular studs.
more crunchy.
This is a lot easier. Right?
As far as heel cracks, I'm the type of person, like, if I got a really nice, like, minty old fig, I don't want to put them on studs.
Yeah.
Because the old stuff, definitely, they're going to crack.
Yeah.
Especially when you get to, like, when you got newer...
The reddish brown
pieces. Well, even just newer produced Lego, that's not going to fit perfectly on an old figure isn't going to fit like it would on the like a matching year part.
Yeah, the plastic is different.
Yeah, the plastic's gotten different. It's gotten better.
So that leads into your whole philosophy, I think, Justin, is that Alex has got his figures here, and it's and when it's a new figure like this, he's not running too many risks at all. But your collection is pretty much that, you know, 99, early 2000s, and just shortly thereafter, and those figures are at a prime risk of putting on a regular plate. And so is that one of the main reasons why you enjoy that open and flexible tactic there?
Yeah, I like... just throw them in here because, you know, I don't have a lot of room to display my Lego at home.
So you don't have a big Lego room at home?
I don't have a Lego room at all at home. they're in my living room. Got a TV stand with some of my favorite stuff in there.
But space is a tight priority.
Yeah, we got a really small house. so I really like kind of having them mobile. I don't really take them places unless I bring them here. Ooh, look what I got.
we've done some Justin minifigure display moments on shorts before. I remember we were checking out your case of awesome Jedi and Star Wars figures. So that's pretty cool.
It's fun.
I like it how it's very, like, accessible, playable. You can just pick them right up. You don't have to carefully remove them.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah, there's not, like, the tedious, like, oh, gotta boop.
Yeah.
And put them all on there. Mm-hmm.
I like how also Justin, your figures are very character-based. Because you don't necessarily have a huge army of clones. I mean, I don't know if you have at home, but these are like some of your favorite individual characters. And that way you can kind of focus on all their details here.
Yeah, right. And like if I really like one, I'll get multiple of like some of my favorites.
A small squad, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I got all the old clones.
That's incredible.
But, yeah, like, what I do, I literally wake up in the mornings and I make some coffee, and then I pull one of these things down, and I'm just like,
enjoying your figure. Yeah,
so cool. What's this one look like? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, time to go to work.
Exactly. And I do like that a lot, because you're enjoying each of the finite details of each figure, like, every day. Really getting to appreciate it hands-on.
Yeah, I like to touch them, you know?
How they were designed to be, basically.
Yeah. I have stuff on display, too, that I don't touch often. And, you know, I'll put some in cases like this. Mostly newer figs. Like I said, I don't like to put old figs on studs.
Yeah. For good reason, so, yeah.
That being said, I do have, like, I have the Cloud City set from 03 that I've had since 03, and that's how I got back into Lego.
There you go.
About 2 years ago, I dug it out of my parents' attic without realizing what it was.
Wow.
Found my Boba Fett, got all the figs in there, and I had all the pieces for Cloud City in a, like, two big bins, and I probably put, like, 12 hours building it back together.
Reassembling it.
Yeah, and got all the figs, and they lived in my parents' attic for almost 20 years.
Yeah. Not temperature controlled.
Yeah, not, you know, it was very hot up there. Mm-hmm. That being said, too, like, the figs are in great condition. There's no cracks on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Except for there's heel cracks. Heel cracks don't really count as much.
Yeah. At least it's less noticeable.
Like, yeah, it's less noticeable. And if they're already cracked in the heels, you're not going to make them worse by putting them on studs. So,
yeah, exactly.
So I might be a little hypocritical here, but I, like, my Cloud City set is set up on display.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my Cloud City figs on it.
Yeah.
I don't know how else you're supposed to display those, though. You know?
A time period authentic, right on the set.
Yeah. So that's the exception, you know. Mm-hmm. I prefer to not have them on studs, but, you know.
It's already...
They're toys, you know.
Exactly.
They're going to be fine.
The retreat from the attic, they've already got the cracks in the heels in some cases. They're going to be in their best place right now.
Yeah, there, and like, specifically the Cloud City figs, those are things I'm not ever going to get rid of.
Yeah.
They're mine. I've had them for 20 years.
A family heirloom, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, if these guys crack, like, I'm not going to get rid of them anyway. It's not, I don't look at... They're worth money, but
it's
I don't
not
really,
an investment.
Yeah, it's I didn't have to pay for them. Just,
yeah, exactly.
They're present
for sure. Yeah. No, that's a great point there, Justin. I like how you were able to retrieve those rare figures and display them in a very meaningful way.
Yeah,
but
it's fine.
I was talking to Garrett about displaying figures, and he had some advice, which I think is somewhat valid. When you have the complete set, and if you have that on display, one great way to display that pilot minifigure from that Star Wars ship is in the ship, and he's safe in the cockpit, not going to get dusty. One problem you could have with base plates, if they're out, and not to always bash on your technique here, Alex, we're trying to point out the pros and cons, but you could get a little bit of dust accumulation after a while. And these are new, and you probably won't have to worry about that for a couple of years, especially if you clean regularly in your house.
Yeah.
But eventually there's going to be a little bit of that dust just because of... You know, clothes, human habitation is going to do that, but that's one way you can avoid it, is keeping it inside the set, and then you can dust up the set, and the figure's fine inside. So.
that's a good point too.
Exactly.
You know, dust is just dust. You know,
it's going to get there. Yeah.
It's going to be there. I don't really worry about dust too much.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to clean in most cases.
And that's the other thing about this too. You know, they don't get dusty unless you open them up.
pretty
lunch.
Airtight bag, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's nice with that.
So I like keeping stuff kind of closed. But, like I said, I also display stuff like this. And,
you got to have some open space builds, too. A shelf, you need to take advantage of that. There's going to be some dust, so, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so many, I mean, for everyone, too, we all have our own way of what we're comfortable with displaying or how we want to display, which is, I think, really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many ways that we can display. Like, for my minifigures, when I army build like this, I use the IKEA Billy bookcase bookshelves, mm-hmm. and you can get glass panels for the door, which keeps a lot of the dust down. If you weatherproof those, it'll keep the dust out even more so.
Yeah.
So even though I have them on base plates, I usually only store them in my bookcase that has the glass panel
True.
On it.
That's yeah. smart. Yeah.
No
so
dust.
There's just so many ways. I mean, you can mm-hmm. display and that you might be tolerant of levels of dust or this and that. So mm-hmm.
Exactly. I know that certain rooms in my house or like in my Lego studio have more or less dust. Like my room yeah. gets dustier quicker for some reason. I think it's because I have like my bed sheets and my clothes all hanging up and all that kind of fiber gets all over the place.
Yeah.
But
Traffic.
My studio is a little bit better. And so I feel a little safer putting sets out in the open air, and they last for a little longer before
That's
I have to
great.
Clean them. But one thing that Justin pointed out a little earlier was for some specialty figures, you can have these little smaller display cases, and these are really nice. And to go into some of the stuff we have at Atlanta Brick Co. and other places, you can get cases. You got the smallest size, which we used to sell, but don't have those in stock right now. Is
we
that
don't.
Right?
Yeah, we sold all of those. 4x4. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are good for... Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, good for like a fig, probably without accessories in their hands.
Yeah, small, normal-sized figs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can... I've really tried hard to put a fig in here with a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
You gotta turn their hand upside
That's a
down.
Tight fit, right?
Those ones are much better for it. The 6x6s, you know.
Yeah, and these we do have in stock
we
for
do
a
have
while.
Those,
yeah.
Yep.
And these are just crystal clear, really good looking acrylic. Now it attaches to a Lego plate on the bottom, which we've talked about is maybe like a tactical decision as far as displaying a figure, mm-hmm. but we've also pointed out that little panel can help
absolutely.
Save some problems there. So
yeah,
stick one of those in there and hopefully avoid any heel cracks if you have a rare figure, an older figure that's going to be at risk of breaking. And we really haven't talked about it too much, but certain years are worse than others and certain colors are worse than others.
Yeah.
I know reddish brown is really bad. Dark red can be really bad.
Yeah.
Like any torso or leg is going to be at a high risk of breaking at some point. So doing what you can to protect it is a good idea, but the 6x6 cases look really sharp. So
they're great.
If you got a little, I think they're pretty affordable. What are they? $3.99?
Yeah.
$3.99, so
not too bad.
They're
yeah.
pretty good at Atlanta Brick Co. But then you got, larger sizes too. So for example, Alex, if you have a collection about, you know, big squad of troops, but you also might not have a Billy bookcase, a nice situation for it. You just got to put it on your desk or on your shelf that's exposed to dust, and you have a dusty place like I do.
Yeah.
I call this the Speed Champion size display.
Yep.
Because you can also,
you
can also fit a 6-stud Speed Champions almost perfectly
inside
that.
Yeah, the cars fit perfectly in those.
But we've got these at Atlanta Brick Co. too, and there's our nice United Brick Co. logo there. And these are only, I think, $11.99.
Yeah, so I believe that's right.
I believe that's the price we have for the both the black and light gray. And these also have these are non-Lego plates, so there's a 50-50 chance whether it's better or worse for the heel, depending on the clutch power. So I think that these are, you know, safe to put a normal new figure on, but the classic ones you'd have to be, you know, concerned with as would any other stud connection. But
yeah.
If you don't want to put a minifigure on a non-Lego stud, I can totally understand this. Justin recommended to me when I got one of these, the little minifigure, collectible minifigure series.
Very common
plates.
Piece, yeah.
You can just put right on there, and then you've got a Lego stud. And of course, you always have the panel for the minifigures as well that we've been showing.
The foot adapters. And
let me see that, Alex.
Yeah.
like, these studs are not Lego studs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust them.
Yeah. For a valuable figure, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a hypocrite again. I'm just going to do it. This is a clone. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you can do it. I didn't hear a crack that time,
mm-hmm.
but if I did it 2 or 3 more times, I bet this guy would crack his heel.
You'd be worried about him, yeah.
It's not perfect. It's not the same numbers they use.
Yeah, the micrometers, whatever size it is. So.
Yeah, it's not from Lego, so, you know.
Use it to your own discretion.
Yeah, so throw plates on them. I recommend doing
that. Minifig stands.
Because these cases are great. I think some people don't like them because they don't have Lego studs, but look at that. Perfect.
And that that minifig stand is not going to break. So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if you're worried about breaking plates, I don't know. That's not really something.
Exactly. that's uncommon, except for some old castle sets with that reddish brown. Anyway, but these are a great solution, affordable solution, and they even stack. So that's one way to display your figures.
They do stack very nicely, like so.
Exactly. You can put the top on there, and you got a two-story really nice stand. So. But if this size is a little too small, like, for example, all those Fellow First clones just that you have here on the table, Alex, they wouldn't quite fit in here, I think. You'd be stacking them on top of each other. So you could get a larger size, which we have here. It has some weaknesses and strengths compared to the $11.99 size. This is $19.99. It is bigger, so you can fit more figures. You could fit a whole set in there if you had a small set.
Yeah.
But the surface area is, again, non-Lego studs. Lego compatible, but you have to be cautious about what you're snapping on there, especially if it's a valuable... If you have a Cloud City Boba Fett, I wouldn't necessarily just snap it on there.
Yeah.
So get a minifig stand, get a panel. I've even seen people use an antenna and put it in the backpack of a Cloud City Boba Fett, so it's just hovering in
there. Yeah, Joe showed me that.
That's, yeah, I think Daniel displays his that way as well, in one of these smaller ones. But so this is a solution for bigger options, and it's got this removable top, and the walls can separate, so I actually like the solid piece better. I think that's necessarily not the easiest to assemble sometimes. You have to be careful when you're doing
it. It can be, like, a little tedious putting it on. But, exactly. But these big cases, though, let me see that thing.
You can do a lot with these.
Dude, so. I have two of these at home. We ran out of these. We only have the white ones, the white bases right now.
We'll eventually order more probably, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll get more at some point. But I have two with the black base, and they're really easy
They're not
to
too
assemble.
Bad, right?
They just have little slots.
It's plexiglass too, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's just plexiglass. Anyway, yeah, it's five panels. Yeah. I can count. And at home, I have two of these, and I have four sets in this thing. Four little sets, but Jedi Defense 1 and 2, and Final Duel 1 and 2.
Nice.
And, dude, that's, like, my favorite thing to look at. Those four little sets in there.
And it keeps them safe and pretty much airtight.
Yeah, it keeps it, you know, no dust, and these cases, the buildable ones, also come with, like, raised plates for the back, so you can make
fantastic.
It like
a
like
stair
this
step.
Look. Yeah,
yeah.
Bleacher stair
exactly.
step look.
Yeah. Better for presentation for certain things.
So. Yeah, and I have so much fun putting sets in these. There, I have another one with a Jedi duel with Count Dooku and Yoda.
Exactly,
and Geonosis. Starfighter.
Yes, the Geonosis Starfighter with the Geonosis droids, I believe.
Yeah.
Or, the sand red ones.
Yeah, the sand red, Anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what these are really good for.
Exactly. The advantage of that large size means you can do so much inside of it, so that's very good. But I think that's about all we have for kind of minifigure scale display solutions at on our website, but there are other options I want to talk about briefly before we get too far. This is LEGO's official take on minifigure display.
Those are awesome.
I think there's some good things about this. There's some weaknesses too. We'll talk about that in a second. But first of all, it's pretty easy to access. You got the little door on the front. You can put a normal Lego plate on the inside. Just kind of has those panels that holds it in there.
And they come with those plates.
It comes with them, so you don't have to go source them like some of these other ones. But and you can fit what he looks like here, about eight figures for a small one. And the small one, I believe I have the price listed here, was going to be $20 for this whole assembly. Which isn't too bad. It's official Lego. It's real good plastic. I think that with the little leg panels, you'd be preserving the most valuable of figures that you might store here. So that's the one step that they didn't cover, but is not too easy to implement. On the back, it has the little hangers, so you can put this on the wall, which is nice.
Cool.
And they do stack. It's not like a super strong clutch, but you can stack.
Yeah, but
kinda like
they
these.
Work, Especially if you got them on the wall.
You want to stack them up.
Yeah, they look cool like that.
But this is the smallest size that they have, a 20. And then you can get a double size, so it's twice as long. And that one is, I believe, $34.99.
$35.
And limit 20 on Lego.com. So, but that is more than any of the other non-LEGO cases that are happening. And it also holds less figures.
But they're official.
Yeah. So, you know. But if you want that real LEGO logo on the top and real LEGO plates in there, that is something you can pay a little more for. We get these at the store every now and then. I think we did have some over there. Steven might have bought them. This is Steven's. And these are Steven's figures on display. But
Steven.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely wanted to mention that as a possible display solution because LEGO's, you know, they're aware of it. They give us a pretty good option. It's not perfect, but...
Yeah.
It's good.
It's really good.
I've seen people with a huge wall of these. I'm like, that's pretty impressive.
So. Yeah, they look really cool when you got a ton of them. Yeah.
They can be expensive and very limiting on what you can do with them.
Yeah, it's only one presentation. You can't put a set in here like on the big one. Yeah. You can't get more than 8, you know, 16 figures per thing. So if you have an army of clones... You better have a really big wall and a lot of these to do that with. A base plate will take care of, you know, dozens and dozens of figures.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it depends on what you're trying to do with your display and kind of have to plan that out and see what other people are doing, take inspiration from that. But definitely want to talk about that for a second. There's also another display option that LEGO did that's sort of like this but different. It was a wall-mounted frame set. And it actually had a base plate.
I know what you're talking about.
It had brackets. Yeah. And I'll throw up a picture for B-roll for people at home. But it's that gray base plate, but it's in a cardboard frame.
Oh, the cardboard frame. Yeah. Those are cool.
They're cool. Yeah. But it definitely holds a few more figures in this. I think it's at, how many does it have? 16 figures. So the same size as a
the bigger one.
Large one. But those, they stopped making those.
Oh,
so now they're like $50, $60 online if you can find one that's sealed.
Yeah.
So that's no longer a super viable option. And I also think that the cardboard is a lot less...
Yeah, cardboard.
Like plexiglass, it's going to last for
a
while.
Yeah.
The cardboard is eventually just going to be a little less reliable. Than like even though those fabric bags are going to be there for a long time. You've used those for a while.
Yeah.
And they're going to last for a while. But
these are cardboard too.
Yeah.
But you know, can't get them wet.
It's got a zipper. It's got a fabric outer shell. So it's going to last a little longer. But so some things to think about with the official one. And before we get off the subject of what's possible with cases, we don't have any here, and I don't think we've even gotten any in before, but there's a bunch of companies out there that'll sell you basically an entire wall space of minifigures. One example is, they're not sponsored, but Shop Pop Displays. There's like a 300 minifigure wall.
Oh, dang.
And you can
cool.
buy those, and they're hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
But they look awesome, and I think that the clutch power may be stronger or weaker. I'm not sure if they do that, or if they have a panel solution like this. Mm. I didn't look that close. I just saw the wall. But that's one thing you can do if you have wall space. But I know in my situation, that wouldn't work because I don't have any wall space.
I
know if you have a LEGO room and you've filled it out and you have shelves and you have like storage, like IKEA bookcases or anything like that, and I have a lot of LEGO posters that I can't even display because I don't have any wall space. But so that wouldn't work for me. But if you're starting like fresh and you have that like... If you're planning your LEGO room out, or if you're thinking about doing something like this, you could kind of start with that in mind and have a space for a wall-mounted minifigures. That would be cool. But yeah, I don't think any of us have gotten to that point yet. But it's something that like the LEGO, the Ultimate LEGO Cave, like LEGO Room Experience, you could plan that out. But yeah,
and that's one of the reasons we wanted to make this video too, was because of space. Because we each have different collections, we each have different amounts of space that we have to work with, and I feel like there's never really been a video of all the many different ways, and again, it's limitless how you can display your minifigures, your sets, just to show you some of the options, give you some inspiration on how to display your collection.
Absolutely. I know that for myself, there's I have like very few figures on display right now. I think I have one or two of the small 4x4 things up on the shelf, but I really have a lot more that I wanted to do because I have like a collection of Roman figures that I want to display. I have like 30 or 40 of them.
Nice.
They're pretty expensive now, so like that would be cool to see and be able to appreciate like you do, Justin. I have the clone, like a gallon bag of clone troopers that all look pretty cool. It'd be cool to get them out. They're safe in the gallon bag, but I want to see them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, so Justin, I like how you have yours in a bag, but you see them whenever you want to, at a very convenient way.
Yeah. So it's cool. I can just kind of pull them out.
Yeah, now, for you guys, obviously, the LEGO collection journey is never over as long as you're into LEGO, but is there anything, like, any types of figures you want to get more of? Anything you want to change moving forward? I know, Alex, you're kind of in the process of setting up your LEGO room, is that right? And it's what are some things you're thinking of? What are some of your goals moving forward?
I think, again, a lot of it is space, because my wife allows me so much space in the house.
Your life can't get taken over, right?
It gives her great joy to put things on my, like, clone troopers and minifigures, like umbrellas. I mean, there's, like, a guy with a little flower here.
Yep.
things like that.
That clone trooper loves flowers, yeah.
Which, you know, gives her a lot of joy, and I think it's pretty funny as well. But it's really for me, I'm constantly changing how my collection looks with the space that I have.
Rearranging.
And I enjoy that a lot.
That's how adults play with their toys. Exactly. With their LEGO toys.
But
you just move them around.
Especially in terms of, like, pricing, the smaller, like, Billy bookcases that are the, like, skinniest ones are the probably the best for displaying minifigures on a 32 by 32 base plate. That's kind of my optimal army building base plate right there. And they're usually the cheapest, from like $7 to $10. I didn't really talk about pricing with these, but like, this is $5.
Yeah, the base plates
16
are
by 32
cheap.
Is 8 yeah. And dark bluish gray. It varies by color, of course, and rarity, but like, this is a $10 base plate, the 32 by 32.
Yeah,
so they're not very expensive, which I really appreciate.
They're reasonable, but,
and real LEGO and pretty soft in the heels.
I appreciate being real LEGO as well. Can be kind of particular about that sometimes. I've started to get into these, though. But putting the actual LEGO like minifigure stands on those has been really great. I'm excited to, especially because some of my shelves, my larger Billy bookcase shelves, I don't have glass panels on those. So to display minifigures, this is great to keep the dust off. And so I'll probably be utilizing some more of these in the future.
A couple of those,
And yeah, I'm really just kind of growing the Clone Army YKM before they also get expensive one day. The Separatist Army is something I'm working on as well. I'm also working on some Power Miners. I'm trying to complete all the waves, and so I display my minifigures with the sets. So,
Like we talked about.
I might, these dark bluish gray base plates might be nice to put underneath, and I can put the minifigures on that, kind of create a layout with it.
Yeah, less things potentially, like, just kind of falling over, too. Because I know some, like, a figure on the table or on your shelf looks cool, but it's going to fall over. Yeah. Exactly, you shut the door, you know? I mean, whatever. Yeah. So, but that's good.
I got one shelf that has, like, a roof. so that helps with dust.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
It's like one of those cubby shelves, you know what I mean? And I got tons of them just sitting just straight on the table.
It works.
Work, too.
As long as you're gingerly with it, you'll be fine.
You gotta be careful.
Dink, dink. Perfect. Don't touch it for 20 years.
Don't breathe over there. But Justin, do you have themes or figures or things that you're trying to collect more of? Do you have any goals for your display moving forward? Like, assuming you could get a bigger LEGO space, what would you want to do? Like, what kind of cases would you lean into? Or would you do
Cases? I really do like these. I have four of them at home. I have room for more. I also kind of don't want it to just look like a bunch of cases.
Like just a pattern, right?
So I got enough, I think, for right now. I really like these, like I said, cause you can just, instead of just minifigs, you can put some builds in there.
Yeah, those are nice. But
as far as stuff I want to keep getting, well, right now I'm working on getting every LEGO Star Wars minifigure from 1999 through 05, 06.
To the more slightly more modern era. So, yeah.
We'll call it through 07.
Yeah,
because
sure.
Because the OG clones, you know. So I'm trying to get all, like, almost have every minifigure from 99 to 07.
Yeah, so that early 2000s era.
So that's my project right now. And I'm always, I have, like, this weird thing, I have a fetish for Tusken Raiders, if you will.
That's your army there, your squad of them.
This is a, a battalion of them.
That's the word.
I have more at home. One of my all-time favorite minifigures.
Classic.
Couldn't tell you why.
Yeah.
Just love it. And I think I really got into it when Book of Boba Fett came out.
Yeah.
To see the Tusken story was pretty cool. So
when I was younger, I'd seen Star Wars a couple years ago. I was like, yeah, I like Star Wars. I wasn't ever going to collect it. Like, I don't collect Star Wars or Marvel on the regular. However, when The Mandalorian came out and The Book of Boba Fett came out, I really enjoyed those shows.
Yeah,
and I was great. I was collecting, like, I need a Slave One now. I need a Razor Crest now. I need Tusken Raiders now. And so suddenly, I have a sizable collection of Star Wars figures, Mandalorian, Stormtroopers. Yeah. Yep. So I'm like, this, you know, it's interesting how that media can bring you in and suddenly you have to have those little things on
the
shelf.
Isn't that crazy?
It's great. So.
Crazy.
It's pretty fun. But I'm glad I'm not the only one who fell for the Tusken Raiders story arc in the Book of
Boba
Fett.
Yeah, yeah.
So very enjoyable.
So. Yeah, that's, I think... You know, Star Wars isn't going to be going away. Yeah. Especially Star Wars. Like, there's
the nostalgia
themes.
For it will never go away. For
most of us. Yeah. So. Pretty funny.
That's awesome. And I also like that other carrying case you got for it, too.
This one?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we do have these available.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many. But they're pretty cool because I have used these for sets, smaller sets.
Mm-hmm.
If you deconstruct them and, you know, they're not on display, you can just... Put the pieces in here, zip them up, and, you know, they're good. Good for that. Also good for minifigs.
Yeah.
Just, like, a small... Like, I got my Rebels in here.
A little squad of them.
Got my Pilots, Rebels, and Raiders.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got three or four of these setups also.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Episodes 1, 2, and 3 in here.
Nice.
And then I got other ones with, you know...
different
4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I do like this little bag too.
Yeah,
3 bags.
Works nice. Anyway. That's great. And it's cool that we actually have a number of these for sale here at Atlanta Brick Co. Like even that Millennium Falcon one, the small one, I found one down in the minifigure section. We can actually put a price and put it out at some point. So
yeah,
you really want to follow Justin's mobile way of
yeah. Aren't these
figures.
Little ones so cute?
So cool.
I like these little ones too.
Actual Lego, like Lego released this. Mm-hmm. And there's many kinds of these.
Yeah, there's this one.
Official Lego.
There's more.
Yeah, there's like a lunchbox size one that
yeah,
they did
a
for
couple
the Clone
lunch.
Wars.
There's a. The TIE bomber one was pretty cool.
Yep.
There's one with General Grievous on it. It's like
that's awesome.
It looks like a toolbox almost.
Yeah.
Zip open toolbox.
Exactly. So.
There's also the IKEA. What are they? Was it called?
The Billy. Bic-Lick? Or yeah, whatever. I think that's what they're called. The little white boxes.
Yeah, right? the white boxes. It says IKEA on it. I think that's pretty cool.
But official Lego studs.
Yeah, and they're official Lego studs. Mm-hmm. Those are cool. There's a lot of different stuff. You can get creative with how you display your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing we didn't talk about was those giant bricks, but those are more for, like, pieces. So this is more minifigure stuff that we're talking about today.
Yeah.
But, you can get creative with it, for sure.
Yeah.
And is there any other topics that we want to cover before we're good to go? Oh, I have one question for you guys before we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this could also lead into these, too. But what, for you guys, is the thing you're trying to avoid the most as far as... damage, cracks, yellowing, temperature control. What are some of the things that you try to avoid the most? I think for you, Justin, you're definitely cautious about the heel cracks. Would that be your top priority with some of the bulk figures?
Probably not. I think I've talked about it so much because since I started working here, my knowledge on this stuff has grown.
Mm-hmm.
And just like playing with different minifigures, you'd be like, wow... These red browns really are crappy.
They
really break a lot. That's something I've been noticing more of lately.
Yeah.
So it's fresh on my mind.
More on your radar
cracks.
Now. Yeah.
Whereas before, I didn't really think that heels would crack.
Yeah.
But
never
honestly,
to you.
It's the skinniest part. It's the first thing that's gonna crack. Probably.
It's like the chin on the classic space helmet will break sometimes too. Yeah. Same problem. Yeah. So.
You know. I don't know what my biggest thing is. Obviously, don't play with your Lego in the sun.
Yeah, don't leave them outside. Yeah,
sun is terrible. It'll destroy them.
Yellowing can be a problem. Yeah.
I guess a pet peeve of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I used to spend some time on Whatnot. Not so much lately.
Yeah.
But I would see people just like you know. You guys know how it works on Whatnot.
Yeah, they're moving them back and forth.
One, two, like, next. And they just, like, throw their things on there, and they're all twisted.
Yeah, they're not aligned correctly.
I hate that.
When the figure is just doing a little slide. Yeah.
So this is the proper way to put your minifig on. All right, leave it on a flat table, and then you go back and forth.
Yes.
Because if you pull it this way or that way, it's going to go tink.
Yeah, none of this, you know, yeah, don't manhandle it.
It just needs put to it go in straight up. So, anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to show that for the camera here.
Yeah, that wasn't a good spot.
We can get a close-up later, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. Incorrect.
Yeah, don't just twist them off.
Look at that. That's so ugly.
Yeah, the OCD is
when I see them
real.
In the case
yeah.
like that, I'm like, nope, no sir.
You gotta fix it.
Yeah.
Nice and straight.
That's something I didn't think about, Justin, is make sure your figures are actually lined up straight
yeah.
and correct.
Because that'll make them crack, too. Yeah. They could, you know, if they're stuck crooked for weeks.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
That's stress on it, so, yeah.
That's straining the figures unnecessarily. Yeah, I didn't even think about that, Justin. That's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
And then, Alex, what about you? Given that you're kind of working with the IKEA system, are you, like, worried about maybe just dust so you don't have to clean these up, or you just want to keep them away from the light as possible? What are some things you're avoiding with your display cases?
Yeah, so I think it comes down to what I'm collecting, and that's the clone troopers. And mm-hmm. because they are primarily white figures,
yes,
yellowing is my biggest concern.
That could be a big
problem. Them out of the direct sunlight from mm-hmm. the window. Gonna have blinds put on that so mm-hmm. that there won't be any sunlight on them.
I've heard people putting UV protectors over their windows when they have an especially sunny area to display the figures so that it doesn't shine
that's
in.
Crazy. I've never heard about
it's
that.
It's expensive, apparently, it but it's also like not it. Too hard to install. Yeah. So, I've
like a tint. Over
thankfully, my Lego room only has one window that faces, like, towards where there's much sun, and it's over in the way in the corner of the room. So it just, like, hits the ground, and there's no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
If it were to get worse, like, if there were less trees above it, I would have to make some changes really fast, because yellowing could be bad, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But one thing that does happen for certain figures especially, and the figures that we've talked about and figures that I think all three of us collect don't have this problem as much, but the torsos will crack on some of them just by being snapped together, and that's just how it is sometimes with certain plastics and certain gears. So.
Yeah, about that, like, you know, you can do what you can to prevent cracks, but at the end of the day, like, this figure right here is either going to crack or it's not going to crack.
Yeah.
Because they're not all as identical as they all look. Every one of them is different.
Yeah.
And they all get different amounts of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the mold lines will vary.
Yeah,
and,
it's a very fluid system when they're being made. You know,
so,
yeah.
You know, you can't always prevent it, prevent something from cracking. So don't worry about it too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the advice is don't stress out too much about it. But
And like I said, if they're gonna crack, they're gonna crack. Like like whether they're old or the color.
Yeah. So like we said, certain ones. I know, like for example, Zeb from he's got that bright yellow from that year, and
that's a weird one.
Typically,
that
cracked.
Color that cracks.
It's a very weird outlier. But one thing you can do to postpone that is these minifigure spacers. Chris kind of was the mastermind behind these, but I think he's got a point.
No, those are good.
Oh, we can show you an example here. Let's see.
This is a very expensive Coruscant Guard trooper.
Yeah, exactly. And he, like all figures, is somewhat, you know, there's a risk there. So let's prevent some of that by attaching
that
little
there.
3D printed. If I can get it to snap on. There we go.
And we have
all
brown,
colors, yeah.
Brown, tan, black, white.
We just added dark red and yellow.
Yellow, so, dark red. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Six colors, I think.
Exactly. So, and I think we sell them for $5 a pack, and I think there's about 10 in each pack. So.
10 packs.
Yeah, so pretty good. And that way, it changes the appearance of the figure a little, makes them a little bit taller. But if you've got, for example, like a Chrome Vader or a valuable figure, a white Boba Fett, something that is worth just preserving for a little bit, and if you don't mind the appearance, totally worth doing it. Because it's like, if you need that mint condition, preserve it as much as possible, have it on the minifigure panel there, and that figure is going to be safe for much longer than just on a plate, torso snapped down as hard as possible. So
Those damages really change the price, sometimes pretty dramatically, especially like the more expensive they get. So
for investors,
some of us, it's not a big deal, but for others of us, it's be a pretty big deal. So there are things like this which I'm glad are out there to help protect the best you can your figures, because sometimes it just happens, like Justin was saying. But
if you're into it for, you know, preserving the value of each item that you got. Yeah, definitely do what you can to prevent the cracking. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty lax on this stuff. But you know, when it comes to stuff that I'm shipping, I, you know, obviously I try to do what I can to prevent it.
Exactly. When it's here at the store,
there's only so much you can do.
Here at the store, we have to actually kind of worry about that.
Cause oh yeah.
A crack on a figure changes it from, like, if it was a you know, $100 figure before, suddenly that's a $40 figure, you know, whatever. It's way less than it was before because of that crack. So so we're trying to make sure that on some, like, some of the figures in the case actually have these.
Yeah, we'll put them on, especially if they were already apart, and we don't want to snap them together.
Mm-hmm. That can cause that crack.
So, yeah, if they've never been put together, that, you know.
So we'll try to make sure the customer gets the best one possible. But yeah.
Always, yep.
For sure. But I know one thing is true, that we're all, one of the perks of working here, one of the things we're grateful for is we all love Lego, we're all collecting. And working here means we have nice access to the minifigures and pieces that are constantly coming in here, so it's a great advantage working here. But if you are watching this video and want to take part in all this awesome Lego-ness and start adding to your collection, atlbrick.com, the link is right down below, plus for the store. So check it out. We have all these cases, and even sometimes the official Lego ones when they come in, and the carrying case is made of fabric. So, but I think that's about all we have for today, right?
Sounds talked long enough about minifigures.
We've covered it pretty exhaustively. More technology comes in the future, we may revisit this at some point, but right now I think we covered most of it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Justin and Alex, for your
knowledge and your thoughts
on this and all your examples. This has been a great chat. Hopefully people watching this learn something and have some ideas for displaying their own figures. I know I do.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of figures that are just in a bin and would love to be, you know, visible, so that'd be fun.
Yeah. You guys, you know, if you got ideas that we didn't talk about today, let's hear them.
Comments are open right there.
Yeah, because... there's always a better way
to or do other something. Options.
Or just other, you know, another way.
So. For sure. Well, thanks, guys. Thank you for watching, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you in the next one.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.